Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues. The first difficulty in arranging this meeting was to choose between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock. So I hope you'll appreciate that I chose 3 o'clock. And in order to avoid to make it 5 o'clock, I think we better start now. As I announced to you in our last open-ended session, I had a certain number of consultations, two plurilateral ones. One was the coordinators of the sectoral proposals, and another with the coordinators of the NTB proposals. In addition, a certain number of delegations came to pay me a visit. On sectorals, we had a meeting on the 17th of February, and the coordinators indicated that they would start a fact-based approach to the discussions, sector by sector. Addressing numbers, tariff lines, simulations, and country-by-country analysis. Logically, these consultations will be held bilaterally with the relevant trading partners. Understanding that all partners who are trading are relevant. In order to increase my quality of life, they did not see a role for the chair at this stage, allowing me to take care of my garden. On the basis of their initial talks, I'll see with the coordinators how to further process, being understood that in the meantime, whenever appropriate, we'll meet in an open-ended manner so that the whole membership will be aware of what is going on. I think that my role is also at a certain stage to convene individual sector meetings in order to push for a more detailed discussion of the proposals concerning that sector. My role in that context will be a double one. The role of a facilitator on one side, but also the role of the devil's advocate. Maybe that the coordinators of the different sectors will, after my statement, like to add and to update the information of the whole negotiating group. With regard to non-tariff barriers to trade, I held a meeting with the coordinators on 25th of February. We ran through all the proposals, with the proponents explaining in layman's terms to me the purpose of each proposal. It was a useful exercise, at least from my perspective, and I think that I start to have the possibility, maybe, whenever appropriate, to understand what the different initiatives are about. As conclusions from that meeting, I would note the following. after 8 years of negotiations, there is an awareness that a lot of work still is to be done. It would be basically a coordinator's run process where proponents may need to update their proposal in light of the new economic situation we are finding ourselves in. One illustration, the car sector. In some cases, the proposals are just concept papers which will need definitely a lot more work than some others which are at a more mature stage. For instance, chemicals. There were some comments which went in the direction of a perhaps merging text, for example, in electronics. The proponents of those two proposals are working together to see whether that would be possible. So essentially, proponents are to move their texts forward in whatever mode they think is suitable, be it bilateral or plurilateral. The possibilities of those who are not directly involved here in the room will be to flag their interest in participating in these dialogues in order to facilitate and rationalize the work of the coordinators. My role will be to step in from time to time to gauge how far discussions are advancing or to help urge them forward. In this regard, one initiative I do intend to take is to organize an NTB day on Thursday, the 19th of March. It's because usually in Swiss cities on the Thursday, you have the opportunity to find open shops until 9 o'clock in the evening. My initial thinking is to, during the morning run, through all the NTB proposals, apart from the TBT-related ones, and in the afternoon, conduct a TBT-related NTB proposals gathering, because there will be a number of TBT experts in town attending a TBD committee. I plan to send out during the course of the next week or so details on how I plan to organize this meeting, and your input is certainly welcome, the sooner the better. For instance, by Wednesday next week. Let me state the following. My intention is not to address the potential formal outcome of these negotiations, but to increase the awareness and the clarity of where we might go in these different proposals, to allow all members to comment and to provide us with their input in a traditional bottom-up approach and not a bottoms-up approach. The additional points I would take from this meeting are the following. I had made a statement to the effect that I considered the NTB language in my modalities text as stable. You know that Einstein has spent part of his life in Switzerland, and therefore even stability is something very relative. And especially in our days, if the share of a small, medium-sized enterprise in Switzerland is evolving between 9 francs and 15 francs, we can consider it a stable. But one delegation needed to make the point that they were not in a position to accept paragraph 24 of my text. But let us make it clear, my text on NTBs will not change unless there were additional substantive inputs from members. I leave it to bilateral and plurilateral discussions to sort out the theological dimensions of these debates, because they are, I'm totally unable to participate. There was also an exchange of views on the EC proposal on export taxes, where the EC indicated that they did not intend to pursue their proposal further, provided that the July package was the basis of further work. My understanding is therefore that if there was to be a further revision of the draft modalities text, this proposal would not be in. But please correct me if my assessment is inaccurate. In respect of my text, Switzerland noted that they co-sponsored the EC electronics proposal, which was not reflected in the annex of the draft modalities. And the US indicated that their paper on committee first, in respect of the horizontal mechanism, should also be included in the annex of the draft modalities. These elements are subject for discussion, and if you would like to comment on it today or at a later stage, please feel free to do so. This ends my report on the consultations we had. I detected a mood of readiness to work on technical issues, but sometimes I had the impression, but please correct me, there is a readiness to move forward, but some people don't know yet how to do it. May this meeting help them to push forward the activities. Thank you very much, and I open the floor for comments, and I detect the European Union. You have the floor, sir.